Never again will I ask. Larry Bly won a pair of tickets to see the Statler Brothers off of Tweed this afternoon. Linda Walsh clipped Sammy and I for a pair this morning. Your turn will be coming up on my show this afternoon. Not only will I give you a pair of tickets to see the Statlers in concert March the 6th at the Frank Irwin Center, but we'll throw in a pair of T-shirts for you, Statler Brother T-shirts. So you'll be listening for that. We'll play Stump the DJ today. Ramon's in the building somewhere, and we'll be spinning the big wheel, doing all the fun stuff as usual.
Yes, could you play a happy birthday for my niece?
A happy birthday for your niece?
Yeah. They're going to give her a horse for her birthday on the 6th of March.
Give her a horse, huh?
Yeah.
Well, is today her birthday or the 6th of March her birthday?
It's going to be for the 6th of March.
You want me to remember it all that time or what?
Yeah, you play it there, you can play it today.
Well, kind of just get it out of the way?
Yeah, we probably get it out of the way.
If it was anybody but you, BLG, I wouldn't do it, but you know we love you that much.
Hey, I appreciate it. I need all the help I can get.
All right, I'll take care. What's her name?
Her name is Cheryl.
Cheryl.
That's right.
All right, we'll do it.
All right, Reggie.
Uh-huh. Bye. All right, Cheryl, this is a very short birthday song, but it's not your birthday. I don't, you know, it's...
A one, a two.
Mercy.
The fallen angel. Hello, Backstreet Boys.
Little dumplings do get better looking at clothes. It's how boy woke up and said, "Who are you?" Said, "I don't know who I am this morning, but last night I was the Yellow Rose of Texas." It's 19 before 4.
Nurses discovered a new bloodstain.
Okay, got 16 before 4 o'clock.
Hey, Raymond, come on, let's spin the wheel.
What you doing, Randy? Wild and blue.
Blue.
Boy, it was wild and blue. 14 minutes before 4 o'clock. Yeah, we're going to play Stump the DJ again this afternoon. That's where you think up some, you know, some hard questions and ask me. And if I don't know, I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Statler Brothers. And, I mean, some hard questions. You know, I hate to go ahead and answer all of them like this and just keep all these tickets day after day after day. Like the other day, the old boy called and said, "All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, who was it that played bass on the 1947 recording of Do Wackadoo We Did and They Don't?" Everybody knew. I knew that was too easy. I mean, KBET Radio.
Yeah, Dr. Redlin and Crystal Dale.
Oh, what kind? I might be able to help.
Okay,
I don't know.
Who is her mother and who's her sister?
Well, Loretta Lynn and Crystal Gale are sisters.
Loretta Lynn is Crystal Gale's sister.
Older sister, yeah.
Older sister.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that solves that problem.
Yeah.
Thank you, guy.
Sure thing. See, now, we weren't playing the contest there. He just had a problem that he wanted solved. Me being little Mr. Know-It-All, you know, just jump right in and help
you.
Why, lady? We've been trying to figure that out for a long time, haven't we? Let him look at that. What is the temperature? Does anybody have any idea? What's temperature, Raymond? Where is he when you... 60 what? 65?
Hello, this is Horry.
All right, we're counting here. We're going to have ourselves a drawing here in a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, we're going to... Hold on a second.
Listen, I think Loretta Lynn and Crystal Gale are half-sisters.
Hey, now what makes you think that?
Well, because Loretta Lynn's father died in coal miner's daughter.
Uh-huh.
And her mother remarried, I think. And I'm not sure.
But you just thought that.
I just thought that.
Yeah.
And I thought I ought to tell you off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I doubt very seriously if that has any validity whatsoever, but we'll put it up to the committee.
Maybe if some other people call, they'll prove me right or wrong.
All right, Redskin fan, we'll check it out.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
She did admit to being a Redskin fan. That, you know, may have something to do with a wild thing like that. Crystal Gale, Loretta's full sister as far as I know, and everybody else evidently thinks that because nobody called with anything contrary to it. The sound of goodbye. Continued chance of light scattered showers through tomorrow. Tonight's low will be in the mid-50s and tomorrow's high up near 70 degrees. Muggy out there, I know. It feels sticky. I guess because of the rain earlier and the heat this afternoon, 65 outside right now.
I wake up in the morning in a state of fright.
KBET Radio.
Are you going to stump the DJ again today?
Ain't nobody going to stump me, and you know that.
Well,
Well, I'm not going to try to.
Well, you can certainly try later on, but hey, what are your chances?
Well, I'm going to sure give it a whirl.
All right, you stand by, and I'll tell you when to call.
Okay.
All right, it's not time right now, so hold the calls. Don't call right. Raymond's going to have to spend the big wheel day. Raymond, we're going to twist that devil all afternoon till we finally get us a winner. Go ahead. Let's just... Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's going to be one of the smaller numbers. It's been out for about a year now. Well, what are the chances of that? I mean, what are the chances of the big wheel, Raymond, going around and stopping on absolute zero? Hey, Zero, you've got 30 minutes to call me and get your gold Cavette belt buckled. Zero.
Here's why State Farm
campaign to elect Ray Grill judge. Debbie Halp, treasurer.
Cavette Radio, number 13 on the dial, number one on your heart, Jim W.W. Travis, the Hoochie Coochie Man.
Hello.
Hi.
You're getting close. I will say you're spinning the wheel much better.
Well, Raymond's trying.
You're almost to number one.
Almost to number one. Elvina, you mean you hadn't won a belt buckle yet?
No.
Son of a gun. Boy, it came so close it probably scared you to death.
It sure did when you said low about a year ago.
It's Elvina on the phone, Raymond. She's number one. Raymond said he knew that.
Well, tell him next time make it land on one.
Make it land on one next time, Raymond. He said you let him spin the big wheel.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Raymond.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
14 past 4 o'clock, KFAT.
I'm gonna climb up on that mountain.
1962, Claude King. I lived in Shreveport for a while and used to walk by his house in the afternoon on my little stroll around the city. Wolverton Mountain. It's 20 minutes past 4 o'clock right now. Identify the DJ on the air and win a duck.
Hoochie Coochie Man.
Hoochie Coochie Coochie Coochie. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm gonna call and make my probation call.
Hello, Jan Central.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, listen, when are the Gizenslaws playing next?
Whenever they want to.
Whenever they want to.
I bet they are. I asked Sammy that today, and he said, I don't remember what the lad told me.
Uh-huh.
Not too awful far off, though.
Well, good.
Are you getting antsy for a little...
Yeah.
A little entertainment there?
There we go. Listen, I was wondering, ask him if he's available. Oh, I will in the morning. I'll see him for my probation appearance.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll ask him then.
Yeah, you got to call in twice a week and appear once in person because the Austin Q Club did miss last Thursday morning's breakfast delivery.
I know, and I'm making it up to you.
Excellent, excellent.
All right.
At ease.
You have a good time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Temperature right now is up to 72 degrees outside, and the forecast continued chance of light scattered showers through mañana. Maybe even all the way through Wednesday, as far as I know.
For the last...
Yeah.
Tequila Man.
Hey.
What?
Have I asked you your definition of bar stool?
My definition of bar stool?
Yeah.
What is the definition of bar stool, Tequila Man?
What's your version of it?
Bar stool is something you sit on in an old beer joint.
No, man, yeah. That's what Davy Crockett used to step in.
Tequila Man, I don't need any help out of you making a fool out of myself. I can do it alone. You. Mo Bandy. Well, there's no rain right now in the Austin area, but Bill says there's still a darn good chance of some happening in the light shower variety all the way through tomorrow. I guess maybe the rain might be good to stir up the fish in a little bit, make the bass bite better. You see, the Austin Lions Site Conservation Committee is inviting you to their annual White Cane Bass Tournament. It's coming up Saturday. You can go out and try your luck in the bass tournament or try your hand in the sanctioned chili cook-off. You can get your entry forms today at McBride's Gun Shop. Gator Worm has them. Or the Fishing Center. Join KVET for a great time and a great cause. If you want to get in on it and you don't know what to do, give me a call. I've got some numbers here you can dial.
WW.
Yes, sir.
Have you spun the wheel this afternoon?
We spun the wheel a while ago, and it stopped on zero.
Are you kidding me?
And we're waiting. We're waiting on a call from zero right now. Zero has until 15 before 5.
Zero, sure enough.
Goose egg, zero. Elvina called in all excited. She's got number one, has had it for over a year now.
Gee whiz.
I know the feelings. Total disappointment.
Well, I feel like a zero right now. Can I have it if zero don't call?
That's close.
We'll see you.
We'll do it again.
Bye.
Mel Tillis, I Believe in You.
I Believe.
believe in you. 1972 was when that song, no, 78, I'm sorry. Never could tell the difference between twos and eights real good. 4:33 at KVET. How's your old afternoon going? Bar stool. Tequila man, get out of here.
Roses to...
Miss you again. Forrester Sisters, it's 22 minutes before 5 in the afternoon with the Snipe Warden and... What's that?
We got a benefit barbecue coming up Sunday.
Elgin Fire Department's got a benefit barbecue coming up Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it. What's going on?
I'll be at the SPJST Hall on Highway 95 North. Start selling place to go at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start selling beef in the hall, plates in the hall at 11:30 to 2:30, till 2 o'clock.
All right.
And all of it's going to be $4.
$4. Sounds reasonable enough to me.
We'll have a cake auction after the meal.
All right. It's mighty good. We'll send them all out there.
All right. Thank we'll you. See you in the morning.
Come on down.
All right.
You old devil woman, you. Boom, boom, boom. Get out of here, you old devil woman. Leave me alone. It's 19 minutes before 5, and boy, this is truly a borderline day. Mayor Sleazy is in the studio with big, exciting news. Mayor, pull down Og Ogilby's microphone there and tell us about the big, exciting news at Sleazy Point. It's amazing. I was overwhelmed.
Jim, I don't know where I put it. I give you that brochure.
No, I didn't. You didn't give me that brochure, Mayor.
Oh, I bet you Bixby got it. Where'd it go?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing.
Man, it really
make
is.
Here, big announcement.
I get live airtime on this thing. I think I found an extra one, Jim.
I mean, he even has a professional printed brochure.
Isn't this great?
The handwriting's neat on it.
Well, why don't you read it out loud? Because you can read that big print. I can't see that big print, Jim.
Announcing the first annual Sleazy Point Cow Chip Spitting Contest. Prizes include a free trip to Horror, barbecued possum will be served, a dunking booth, and Frank Bigsby will be. Will Bigsby be in the dunking
booth? I hope so, Jim.
Great. If you want to go out to Sleazy Point now for the first annual.
Don't forget the music machine.
The music machine and possibly Tiny Tim. We don't know, but we're working on that. Drive 2 miles east, turn at the light. You go 1 mile and watch for the small signs. And have you cleaned up the beer cans on
the road? Yeah, they're all done, Jim. Gone? I mean, you know, right. They're in the back of your pickup. We're going to go sell those tomorrow.
Just watch for the small sign. It is the first annual.
First Interstate.
All right. I was by the airport during my midday break today.
Yeah.
And was that a bumper sticker I saw you putting on the helicopter?
You did, as a matter of fact. Got a brand new bumper sticker out. I picked it up in the store the other day. It says, televangelists do more than lay people.
Well, that's kind of deep and philosophical.
I think it's a fact, really. I mean, you know, they've got their own shows and everything else.
That's true.
And, you know, all the rest of them folks out there just kind of sit around and watch.
Don. Just do traffic, Don.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. We're over.
You may see me walking. I got an angel on my mind. That's why I am a-talking 10 minutes before 5 with the warden.
Came in the country.
Now you can buy Bluebell Light at all Tom Dumb stores and Fresh Plus stores in Austin. Hello, K-Bet.
Stump the DJ just for funsies.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, now I got an official letter from K-Bet with their letterhead, and it shows the top 40 all-time Elvis Presley's hits.
Uh-huh.
As determined by Billboard. Everybody knows Don't Be Cruel in 1956 was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that The Promised Land was number 40. But my question to you is, what was number 20 in the year?
Well, right offhand, just taking a wild guess,
yes.
I would say that number 20 was Love Me Tender, Love Me Sweet.
No, that was number 6.
Oh, what was it then?
It was Surrender from 1961. I got you again.
That
got
was
you again.
My next guest, Joe.
Got you again.
You did.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And the 5 o'clock hour, we'll play Stump the DJ for real and give you a chance to pick up some Statler Brother tickets. In the meantime, it's 7 before 5 with Earl Thomas Conley. I can't win for losing.